And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the fall sports season. And today we're talking cross country with coach of the Westhold Huskies, Jeff Krause. And Jeff, I know things probably pretty exciting to get started over in Husky land, especially on the boys' side with cross country. You bring back a bundle of good athletes from last year's team that had some success, went to state.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're excited to see what happens this upcoming season. We had a state qualifying team last year, like you said, and we finished eighth at state. So, you know, kind of our expectations, you know, obviously we have a good group of seniors, some experienced runners, and so we hope that next or this year that we step up and we perform better at state. We do have a key injury, though. We did lose one of our runners from last year, and so Ian Larson will probably not be able to run this season.
Well, that's sorry to hear, but yeah, Ian was a big part of last year's team. So, you know, losing him, let's talk about who you bring back. I know you've got a senior in Tyler Yelenick that had a lot of success throughout the year, and just talk about him, and then some of the other kids that you're expecting on the boys' side to help compete for varsity spots.
Yeah, so Tyler Yelenick's going to be our leader this year. He and Ian, they kind of traded that spot off back and forth last year, and you know, we were kind of looking forward to the same thing happening this year. And the really nice thing about it was they just competed with each other in practice every day, and you know, just pushed each other and made each other better. And so losing Ian is going to hurt from that standpoint. But Tyler had a really good summer this year. He put in miles this summer, and so it's showing early right now. And hopefully that just continues for him. And then Nathaniel Nelson's another senior. He put in a good summer this year too, and he looks good early on, as does senior Brody DeSythe. Brody's had his best summer. He's ran for 4 years, and he's just kind of always been, you know, on the fringe and the tail end of things, and he turned things around. You know, his senior year, I think he just said, "I'm going to go out and give it everything I got," and it showed early here through the summer. So, those are our seniors, and then, have a junior this year, and Carter Gotchel. He's been a varsity runner for the last 2 years. And then Drew Martin was a freshman that was on varsity last year, and he was a upcoming promising runner, and so we're looking for some good things from him too. And we have one freshman, Alex Gotchel, this year.
Well, a lot of times, especially on the boys' side, you really see a big jump from freshman to sophomore year as you know, as a kid gets a little stronger and has had a year of experience under the belt. You expecting that a little bit from Drew, because he had a pretty good freshman year?
You're right. He did have a good freshman year. And yeah, you know, boys, you know, you hope when you're coaching a boy that if they show some promise as a freshman, if they stay out and they work at it, that you just hope that maturity every year as they get older just adds to their ability. And so, yeah, we're hoping he's still young. So, you know, we still see a little highs and lows with him yet. Maybe not quite the consistency yet, but hopefully as the year goes on, we'll get that consistency. He had a good track season in the spring to kind of end last year. And so we're kind of counting on that to carry him through, you know, this year.
Well, let's turn to the girls' side, and you've got a very good runner coming back on the girls' side in Maddie Davis, and I know you're probably expecting her to kind of carry the water on the girls' side for you this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since she's been a freshman, she's been our team leader. She's a positive girl. She works hard. She's, you know, good with the other girls. She encourages them. And just a great teammate all around. Like you mentioned, she was 10th at state last year. She probably would be the first one to admit that she didn't maybe get quite as many miles in this summer as she would like to. She's also a really good wrestler. And she made a couple of teams and spent some time down in Florida wrestling, and I think maybe over in Iowa or somewhere. But she did some wrestling stuff this summer, probably took away a little bit of some training time cross country wise, but she's still going to be our leader for sure.
Well, let's talk about who's going to join her for the Huskies on the girls' side.
So right now, we do return Riley Postecker, that was a junior, Hannah Olson, that's a sophomore, and Lily Vogel, that's a sophomore. But we've had a few additions. We got some good freshmen. Ava Hoffman's probably our she's our best freshman right now. Kale DeSife, is going to probably push for a varsity spot, as is Anel Monasterio and Madison Kratz. So we got a good group of freshman girls, and then we also added a junior in Caitlin Kratz. If you're a track follower, Caitlin was a good high jumper we had last year. She had a little bit of a knee issue at the end of the track season, so it caused her to miss some training this summer. But I think she's one that if she can stay positive, she's really competitive. And so, you know, as your competitor, things aren't going well, it's kind of a letdown. But if she can just stay positive and stay after it, she could be one that pushes for a varsity spot too.
Yeah, well, look forward to watching the Huskies and seeing those results as you get out onto the courses. Know you start the season on Thursday with the Burwell Invitational, where you'll see quite a few of the Niobrara Valley Conference teams to get started.
Yeah, the Burwell meet next Thursday is a nice meet to open up with. Coach Carson does a good job down there running that meet. It's a 4,000-meter meet, so if you see the results from that and you're like, holy cow, those kids are fast, it's keep that in mind, which is another, you know, he told us when he started that meet that he's going to probably do that, and I think it's a good thing to get kids, you know, break them in a little bit easy, I guess. It's usually kind of hot in the early part of the season, as you guys know from Ainsworth the following week, you know. So, you know, cutting it down 1,000 meters early in the season is not a bad thing, but it if you don't know what's going on, it sure makes the times look fast.
Well, appreciate you taking the time with us, and we'll look forward to catching up with the Huskies throughout the season. Coach Jeff Krause on KBRB's fall previews. Appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you again down the road.
Thank you, and we appreciate KBRB's coverage. It's great to have you guys do what you do.